Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
All right, we're on the
page
142 would be third sentence from the second sentence from the bottom. Well, from my book, Utsave Dhyasane Jaiva. Okay, who wants to start?
Again. Everybody talk at once. Well, I can go.
Tarsh, okay, no, just go.
Utsave Dhyasane Jaiva Durbha Kshe
Diksha. Durbhikshe.
Bhikshe, yes, yeah. Durbhikshe. Shatru vigrahe rajadvare shmashane.
Shmashane.
What was that?
Shmashane.
Shmashane. Oh, yes. Shmashane. Cha. Yastikshtati sa pantabaha. here we go. Okay. Utsave is locative singular for Utsava festive occasion. Vyasane is a locative singular for difficulty or calamity. Or vice?
Difficult situation.
Difficult situation. Then we have cha and eva, only, or just.
Or indeed. Emphasis, right?
And then we have durbhikshe, which is locative singular for scarcity or dearth.
Or famine.
Famine. Mm. Is that more like famine here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or scarcity, but it really often means just famine.
Shatru vigrahe is locative singular for hostility with an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rajadvare.
Rajadvara.
Rajadvara. Raja.
Raja is the first word means
right.
King, and dwara means like a door or gateway.
King's door.
Right.
Dwara.
Raja dwara.
Oh, yeah.
Dwara.
Yeah, yeah. And that's locative singular again. And then we have shmashane.
Shmashane.
Shmashane. Locative singular for cemetery or burning place.
Mm-hmm.
And then cha, and. And then we have yaha, which is nominative singular for yud, who. And tishtati, which is present third person singular for remain or be situated. From sta.
Stam means also, it means to stand, to stay,
yeah.
To remain. So you, it's used in a lot of different ways, so you have to have a little flexibility with that word, and it's very common, like sta, tisht.
Mm-hmm.
It means just to be standing somewhere.
Just standing. Mm-hmm.
But it can also mean to be contained, to remain in something.
Okay. And then we have sa. Saha. Nama is a singular for tad. And it's modifying the next word, which is pandhava, which is brother or relation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also known as a singular, the relation or the brother. So I don't really have a translation. But
I'm sure
we have a locative absolute going on here with respect to. You have one, Penny?
Yeah. But go ahead and try to fight through it first.
Let me just give you three words, and
okay.
If those three words don't help, then maybe.
Okay.
Try just to translate into this. And Utsave,
okay.
Yaha Tishtati. What does that mean?
Utsave is with respect to a festive occasion.
Or in
a festive occasion. What was the next word?
Yaha Tishtati.
Yaha Tishtati is whoever or who remains or
mm-hmm.
stays.
Mm-hmm. Who stays?
Who stays?
In a festive occasion. Who remains? Saha Bandhavah.
The brother, the relation?
He is.
He
the
is.
One who stays, he is.
Okay.
Bandhavah. That last part?
Yaha
Tishtati. He who remains.
He who remains.
Saha Bandhavah. He is a Bandhavah.
He is a relation?
He is a brother.
He's a brother.
The one who stays, mm-hmm. he is a brother. The one who stays in this.
Okay.
So that's right.
Okay. So he who stays in a festive occasion, in a difficult time, in a time of when there's famine, when there's hostility with it. So on all those occasions, the
and
one who remains there. And at the king's door, and at the cemetery, the one who stays is a brother.
That's right. They're just giving a lot of opposites. The one who stays in all of these different situations where as a true friend, as a true, anybody else would leave.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you had?
I had through good times, difficulties, even dearth, hostilities at the door of the king or the cremation ground. The one who stays firm and endures, that one is a brother.
Tell me again what you did.
Through good times, I took the festive occasion.
Yeah, that's good.
Difficulties, even dearth, hostilities at the door of the king or the cremation ground. The one who stands firm and endures, that one is a brother.
That's interesting. The only problem that Raja Dwada means at the door of the king or in the king's house, which would be a positive.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
I said through good times or difficulties.
So through good times and bad.
Yeah, at the king's door or the cemetery.
Yeah, that's right.
So is that kind of the...
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. At first when you read it, I thought what you were doing is singling out the good times and then have everything else be adjectival or
mm-hmm.
in opposition to Vyasane. But as long as all of these words just show a series of different
circumstances,
that's perfect. Yeah. Okay? Everybody all right with this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it. You know, these are done to meter, so we can chant it. Just repeat after me. Utsave vyasane chaiva. Utsave vyasane chaiva. Durbhikshe shatruvigrahe. Durbhikshe shatruvigrahe. Rajatvaresha shmashanecha. Rajatvaresha shmashanecha. Yastishtati sabandhavaha. Yastishtati sabandhavaha. And there's different ragas, you know, that you can do this to. Who wants some junior tea?
I'd love some junior tea. Perfect. These weren't so hard from a Sunday point of view, they were hard from a putting it together point of view.
Yeah. I had some trouble with some
I had trouble
with my PPPs, like figuring out what the verb is that it comes from. I just don't feel. So there were some sentences that had a lot of PPPs used, adjectivally.
Yeah, some sentences that had all these.
Yeah.
That which.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put together.
No, I know. Anyway, yeah. Like number 10.
Yeah.
So I did all right parsing, but I didn't get a lot of.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
There's more out there. Teaching and cheating. That's right.
And you can use this coaster here.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go on.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
let's do the next one.
Urjanaha, Kriyava, Dhinisha. Naita Vishva Sakaranam.
Vishwasa.
Vishwa. To get the habit right.
Yeah, Vishwasa is the word actually. Vishwasakaranam.
Vishwasakaranam. Madhu Tishtati, Jifva Gre, Hridaye, Tu, Halaham. Okay, so Durjanaha is a nominative masculine for a wicked person. Priyavadi is also a nominative masculine singular kamataharya. Priyavadi, sweet speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a bahuvrihi actually, describing a wicked person.
Mm-hmm.
Cha. Not. Etad, this, and then this Vishwa Sakaranam is a reason for believing.
Yeah. You know, do you have this broken right? Vishwasa means like belief or faith, mm-hmm. and Karanam means cause or reason.
Or,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a genitive tapurush or cause.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And then Madhu is nominative singular for honey. And Tushpati is third person singular sva, stays or remains. And Jifwa Gre, Gre is the tip, so tip of the tongue, it's another Takpurusha,
okay.
Locative. And then Hridaye is a locative neuter in the heart. Then the enclictic to, but, or just a filler, you know how it is here. And then halahalam is a deadly poison. And I think that's in the neuter nominative.
Mm-hmm.
So this one I have, a wicked person who is sweet speaking is not to be believed. Honey is there on the tongue, but a deadly poison is in the heart.
Yeah. One thing about
so
this.
I
actually got the translation too.
You did? What
yeah, I got the same one. I just said, a wicked person speaking sweetly without a reason for belief is honey on the tongue but poison in the heart.
Hmm. What did you all do with Eted?
This.
What does the this stand for?
I thought it was modifying a reason for belief.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. But it was just because they were near each other, and that's what I'll end up doing.
I'm
the same way.
I wasn't actually sure what to do with Etad, actually, to tell you the truth. Kind of glossed over it.
Yeah, I know.
Noticed?
No, I mean, I noticed for myself. We just think about something, and we check on something.
Would it be just as honey on the... Is it referring to the honey?
No, I actually think that you're correct. But I had a little trouble with this sentence. See, the thing is, etad is neuter unless it's part of a compound, right? It's a neuter noun. Vishwasakadanam is also neuter. So when you say, and there's a cha there, if the cha is not just a filler, you've got durjanaha and priyavadi. Now, one thing you had mentioned maybe karmadarya here, but I don't think so. I think the word vada means speaking. Vadin means one who is speaking.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so
it's the sweet speaker.
Yeah, exactly. So the person is Durjanaha, he's wicked, and he's also speaking sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got these two things. He's both wicked, he has both acknowledgments, and he speaks sweetly. This is not a reason. This does not, there's no reason for Vishwas, for faith here.
Right.
Okay. It still doesn't work really well.
But saying basically a wicked person who is sweet speaking, that's kind of how I would
That's the idea, right?
Is not to be believed.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what the idea is. Does anybody see that?
Yeah.
But the grammar is like a person, they've got two things here. You've got a wicked person and you've got one who's speaking sweetly. And you have to take them to be the same.
Uh-huh.
There's not necessarily anything that tells you to take it to be the same. You could take it like this. A wicked person is not someone to have faith in. A person who's speaking sweetly is not something to have faith in. But it's a little awkward. Then when you, so you could take it almost as two clauses. There's the wicked person and one who speaks sweetly. This is not something, this is not a reason for faith. There's nothing to hang on to here.
But isn't it resolvable because of the structure of the next half?
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's why you have to translate it the other way.
Right. So we're dealing, okay, because I was...
So it makes me want to take Chuck, because the bottom half explains it, right?
Yeah. Okay, so what we're really saying is we're having two examples, a wicked person and a sweetly speaking person.
Well, the second half brings those two together. But in the first half, if you're taking the cha, there's no way to, there's nothing there that says it's one person.
Right.
You see that?
Yeah.
At least to me. But the bottom half brings it together.
Okay.
You've got a wicked person and you've got sweet speech. Na epad vishwasa karanam. There's nothing to, there's no reason for trust here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second line explains it. Sweetness remains on the tip of the tongue, but there's poison in the heart.
So it has to be the same entity. The sweet-speaking wicked person has to be the same.
I would take it like
that. Yeah, that's how I took it.
You know, unless some context told you differently.
Right.
And also with verses, if you can chant this, if you can chant it, you have to watch out for fillers. Like chas and avas and twos can be have just a very minuscule meaning or no meaning.
Just
to fill the meter. Okay. So you have to be careful of that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So that actually is a problem in Jyotisha Shastra also. Things get stuck in.
They get stuck in just because, you know, put a little cha in there and everything works out.
Okay, just to clarify,
yeah.
What the sentence is saying is, speaking sweetly is not describing a wicked person. We're talking about two different situations.
No, I said we're not. But
okay.
What I was pointing out is... We don't know, except
okay.
for this bottom line. But with the bottom line, you kind of have to take the cha as a filler or somehow be able to say, you know.
Okay.
You have a wicked person and you have sweet speech. There's no cause for trust here. This is no cause. This is no reason to trust, right? If you have... Sweet speech. Well, it gets philosophical. It's almost saying sweet speech is no cause for trust.
Right.
Because the person could be a wicked person,
right?
The sweetness is only on the tip of the tongue, but the wickedness is in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, you can do what you want with it. I'm just trying to confuse you. Because the sentence isn't that clear, you know, the structure. Let's go on.
Are we
going to
do it in...
do what? Oh, yeah. Durjana priyavadicha. Durjana priyavadicha. Naitad vishwasakaranam. Naitad vishwasakaranam. Madhitishtati jahwagre. Madhitishtati jahwagre. Vidayetu halahalam. Vidayetu halahalam.
Anybody else wants to jump in, they're welcome to. Just saying.
No volunteers. Okay.
Yeah, just so the two of you know, sometimes what we do is, because sometimes not everybody can be that prepared. So then what you have to do is work the sentence out just by asking questions. What does this word mean? What does this word mean? Then you tell what you know. Okay, I know this is a nominative singular, but I don't know what it means. And you just, you know, do the work of working it out in our with us. So you're welcome to do that.
Okay. Dorjanaha Hari Hartavya.
Hartavya. Hartavya. Do you have that? Hartavya.
I have Hartavya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hari Hartavya.
Vidya. Vidyaya lam. Vidyala. Let me break it up. Vidyaya alam kritaha api. Son.
When you have that anuswara before a ka, it's going to take the nasal, right? Alam kritaha.
Alam.
You're not going to say alam kritaha. Alam. Alam kritaha. It'll take the nasal of the following mute.
Okay. Vidyaya alam kritaha api. Son. Manina pushitaha sarvaha
sarpa.
Oh, sorry, sarpaha kimasau na bayamkaraha.
Bayamkaraha.
Bayamkaraha. So we have Dorjanaha again, a wicked person in nominative singular, masculine noun. And then, Hari Hartavyaha, which means what should be shunned.
Mm-hmm. Is to be shunned. It should be shunned. It's a potential participle.
Okay.
Potential participle. What is a potential participle?
You know, the potential.
Uh-huh. Like the optative.
Mm-hmm. The optative. Uh-huh. It's an optative participle.
Oh. We don't know anything about that yet, do we?
I talked about it once. You might not have been here. I can put some stuff on the board for you and show you, but I can't do it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, is the thing.
Maybe.
And yeah, there's three different. Okay, I'll make it
next week.
Sure, I'll do it for you next week.
Because Kiki won't be here, and that would be a good reading for us, because I don't think we know that.
And when I looked it up, it just said it was a masculine noun.
No, it's a participle.
It might as a participle. But
it's a potential participle.
Okay. We could use a little kind of participle. PPPs we're okay with, and the present actives we're okay with, and then gerundive we're okay with. But the others we are clueless.
All right. Okay. That's good. So it helps so much to know the participles because they're pervasive.
Yeah.
All right. I'll make a note of that. We can do that.
Okay.
So a participle party.
Yes, a participle party. Exactly.
And so I have that declined in the nominative singular masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And then vidyaya.
Vidyaya.
Which is instrumental singular. For learning or knowledge.
So I
knowledge.
This, so
by knowledge.
What is this? So
vidyaya.
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 Feminine instrumental
vidyaya.
Singular.
Okay. Because I thought it was Vidya and then Yaha.
No.
Very, very confused. Okay. So it's a feminine
instrument.
Feminine instrumental. Okay. And then we have Alan, which is an indeclinable, meaning enough or a whim.
Yeah. Alankara. Alankrita is a verb.
Oh.
Alankara. Means an ornament. So
right.
Alankrita means adorned.
Alankara also means adorned. Okay.
All right. I think it's a short.
So
it's
one
not Alankara, not Alankara. You just looked that up.
It is short.
It's short, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
So it's past passive participle. Is
okay.
Adorned, right?
Is adorned, yeah. I just took it as two separate words. I don't know how I did that. Anyway. Okay, so is adorned or was adorned. And then we have sun, which is present participle of us. Masculine nominative singular. Is.
When you have api sun, a good way to translate it is even though being. Sun means being, it's in the nominative. Alan kritaha api sun. Even though being adorned, vidyaya alankritaha api sun. Even though being alankritaha adorned, vidyaya. Dorajanaha palihartavyaha.
Even though being adorned.
Vidyaya.
With knowledge. Yeah. Or by knowledge. Okay.
It's almost kind of like a carryover of the wicked person speaking sweetly.
Exactly.
So it's kind of all these things to look out for.
That's right.
Where people have the outer trappings of someone who's either sweet or knowledgeable or whatever. That's nice. Even though being adorned with knowledge, a wicked person should be shunned. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And then we have Marnina, which is in masculine instrumental singular for by a jewel or with a jewel, adorned with a jewel. And Bhushitaha.
Bhushitaha
is PPP from Bhush, and it means adorned.
Mm-hmm. Two words for adorned, Alankritaha and Bhushitaha.
Okay. And it's a nominative singular. Sarpaha, which is serpent, is also nominative singular. And Kimasau is Kim and Asau. And Kim is neuter. Must be nominative, right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be accusative, but it's probably nominative here. Singular.
Yeah, it could be accusative, but it's not. It couldn't be in this sentence.
Right.
And then Asau is from Asi, and it means sword. It's locative, so. No, that can't.
Asau just means he.
It's just or that.
Or that, yeah.
How did I do that?
Asau, if you look on page 136.
Yeah, it's one of the pronouns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Asau Sarapaha.
And then we have not, and then Bayankaraha, which is frightful or causing fear. Now I'm just singular. So we're basically saying a wicked person should be shunned, even when adorned. Even though being adorned with knowledge, so is it saying it's like a serpent who is adorned with a jewel?
Yeah, they're not even bothering to say like. They just make it the first statement, and then they make the next statement, which you have to understand.
Right.
If you understand the second statement, then the first statement, you get what it means.
So basically, a wicked person should be shunned even when adorned with knowledge. A serpent adorned with a jewel is frightful.
Well, you've got the Kim in there, and that with that Kim na. Notice there's no verb in the second line.
Right.
So you can say, is it not? Is it not Bhayankaraha? A serpent, which is adorned with a jewel. Kimasana Bhayankaraha. You can say, you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You could say, is this, so with the kimna, make the kim makes a question. You don't translate it, makes a question. So, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this not?
Uh-huh.
Kim asau sarpaha na bayankaraha. Manina bhushitaha sarpaha asau kimna bhayankaraha.
So basically,
so is that not frightening?
Yeah, is this serpent, is not this serpent who is adorned with a jewel not frightening? Is not this serpent who is adorned with a jewel frightening?
So the serpent is frightening.
It's exactly.
Is, that's yes. what I'm yeah. confused about.
Yeah. Is it, isn't it?
Is yeah,
that,
it is.
Yeah.
Because
the
it's
kin,
more insidious.
That's right. And the kin asks, makes it a question.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Isn't
right?
it?
Is it not? Is it not frightening? This sarpa, asal sarpaha, which is bhushita, adorned with a jewel, is it not frightening? So the kin makes it a question.
That's not good.
Everybody see?
Yeah.
Do we chant?
Is kim always a question?
No.
No, but it
no,
can't be.
It
so
can
when
be.
You see it, you should
how do you know?
Play around with
usually
it.
Usually it'll start the sentence or the clause if it's going to be just a question. Not always, though. You're going to know by context. A lot of times, though, when it starts, or when Uppi starts, or Kim starts, if Uppi starts a sentence, that'll mean a question. But with Kim, you just have to take it by the context. It can be what or who in the masculine, neuter, or feminine, or it can just introduce the question. If you think it always it has to be what or who, you'll get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And it, but it often is that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Durjana Pariharatavyaha. Jurjana parihartavyaha vidyayalam kritopisan vidyayalam kritopisan manina bhushita sarpaha manina bhushita sarpaha kimasana bhayankaraha kimasana bhayankaraha.
Kulinai nahi saha samparkam panditai saha mitratam nyati vishcha samam nemam kurvano na vinashyati. Okay. So, kulinahi is an instrumental plural by being born in a good family, along with saha. Samparkam is accusative masculine singular contact. Panditaihi and sa with the wise. And mitratam is friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Nyati bihi is instrumental plural for relations. And then samam is a synonym of saha.
Samam here I think means equal.
Or equally with or along with.
Just equal.
Equal. Okay.
Samam melam.
So equal company?
Equal time, right? Yeah.
Equal time.
Same amount of company.
Okay.
But you took it, well, let me think about, is there such a thing as samam meaning, do I not know that?
Along with,
where did you get that meaning of samam?
I looked it up. And
really?
Yeah. Did you?
No, I just got same, even or similar,
okay.
Like.
See, I was thinking.
Yeah, I got equally with, along with.
Let me just look that up because that would. That could be, you know. I just didn't. If that's so, I didn't know it. I was thinking just by from the context, you know, that they don't play favorites in the time that they spend. But let me just see. I'd like to know that if someone never knew that. Some of same, identical, equal, like, similar, resembling, instrumental, or genitive, even, level, even, impartial, just, honest, upright, good, virtuous, ordinary, common, not yet, it's long. All, everyone, all, whole, entire, being, a pair, regular, normal, middling, samaha, way of measuring, samaha, loving, please. With, together with, in company with, accompanying summum as an indeclinable. Very good. That must be what this is.
Wow.
Never seen that before. Or maybe I have, and always translated it as.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at it with that meaning too.
It didn't help me. I couldn't translate this, so.
Well, no, but I can translate it
either
way. Let's take a look at it.
Okay, so meum is an accusative masculine singular for company.
Mm-hmm.
And kurvano,
kurvanaha,
is kurvanaha, is present participle, doing,
mm-hmm.
not. And then vinashiti is present tense, third person, perish.
That's right. Take kurvanaha as the subject, the one who is doing kurvanaha. You know,
the one who has time with relations, company of the wise, having been born in a good family, friendship, that person doesn't perish.
That's right. That present participle, the one who's doing all of these things. And remember with kriya to do, it always is going to, in English, we'll have to change the translation. Because we wouldn't say doing company, doing friendship, doing contact. We say it different. You're keeping contact or having friendship. So in English, you have to translate kurvanaha differently. Whereas in Sanskrit, they'll just use to do whatever is the gerund or the accusative. Do you get what I mean?
Right.
Like to do a kingdom would be to rule a kingdom. Like
right.
That.
Okay. So I mean, we can even say he who cultivates friendship.
Exactly.
Stays in contact with his family, you know, and his relationships, spends time in company, in good company. He does not perish.
Yeah. And I would take some of this.
You would here?
Yeah, because it follows the same structure. And you don't really need it to mean spending equal time. It can be just, you know, keeping company with his relatives.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to add that equal company. It's forcing the meaning. Or some of them, if you just take it as saha,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's good to know. Now we have to remember that.
Do you guys have an asterisk next to na?
Yeah, because you have to go down to the bottom and it explains it.
Okay.
Masculine nominative singular of the opmanate the present participle of kriya, eighth conjugation.
Okay.
The eighth gunna. So we haven't learned the eighth gunna yet in this book. The eighth gunna comes in the second book.
Okay. So how does that...
You know when you have a present participle, that shows sequential action with the verb.
Okay.
So doing this, he doesn't mm-hmm. perish. While doing this, he doesn't perish.
Right.
So doing...
It's a parallel... Action.
Simultaneous action. Yeah.
So how do we get doesn't perish?
Na, vinashati.
I thought the na was the participle.
Kurvanaha is the part. Don't you have the kurvanaha?
No, I have the asterisk is right with the na.
And what's the next word?
The next word after that is vinashati.
Don't you have a na there somewhere?
No, I don't have another na.
Yeah, we do. We have kurva.
You should have kurvano.
No.
Okay, so the asterisk is on the na for me. It's not on the kurva. Anyway, I got it.
You don't understand.
I don't. Okay.
The first word, the present participle, the whole word for the present is kurvano.
That's the present participle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that becomes kurvanaha if I break the Sunday. That's the present participle in the nominative accusative and the nominative.
Okay.
Masculine nominative singular, kurvanaha. That means doing.
Okay, I got that.
Then na vinashyati. Doing, he does not perish.
Right, I get it.
Okay.
I thought that they were telling me that na meant something different there.
Oh, no.
The asterisk is sitting on top is right connected with the na.
It should be referring to what comes before it.
Okay. Do you see where it is?
I know it's hanging on that same
line. Anyway, I couldn't follow.
The only thing
that could be
touching
it.
Yes, that's
right. That's all. That's all. That's what's confusing.
Okay. Burn the book. Burn the book.
How is it on this one?
It's not touching it. It's just not touching it.
I mean, if it wasn't touching it, I would have assumed it with the previous word.
We're going to have a problem because the second volume, we all have that.
Same problem.
Do you have second volumes of the old edition?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I have one or two copies. I don't have enough for all of us. But
okay.
We could make a, if it's too bad, we could make a copy of it.
If you give me the second volume, I'll do, I'll type it out and see where the corrections have to be, and then I can call the people that have the new second volume and give them the corrections.
Oh, really? That's a big job.
I'd be happy to do
that.
For when I'm around.
Yeah. Okay. Let's chant this one. Kulinai sahasam parakam. Kulinai sahasam parakam. Panditai sahamitratam. Kahitai sahamitratam. Nyatibis sasamam melam. Nyatibis chasamam. Sorry, do that. Nyatibis chasamam melam. Nyatibis chasamam melam. Kurvano na vinashyati. Kurvano na vinashyati.
Dhruvani parityajya aduvam parishevate. Dhruvani tasya nashyanti aduvam nashtameva cha. Yo is yaha, from yad, knowledge is singular. Who or which? Dhruvani, Dhruvani is the nominative plural, neuter for certainties.
Well, why would it be nominative?
Well, I have accusative as a possibility. I don't know why I was going with nominative. Because,
well,
let me see.
You just work your way through, I think you'll see it differently.
Okay.
Hint, hint.
I guess I was getting mixed up whether there is a verb, but we do have a PPP at the end. Don't we? Oh, we have another verb. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know why I went with that then. All right. So, it's plural. Certainties. Next we have parijatya. Jatya.
Tyajya.
Chetya. Chetya.
Yeah, tyajya.
Chetya.
Tyajya. Parityajya.
Parityajya. Which is from chej, having fully abandoned or set aside. And it's a gerund or indeclinable past participle?
Yeah.
Okay. So having fully abandoned, who? Certainties.
You can even say those things which are certain, if you want.
Those things which are certain.
Or certainties. Because certainties doesn't, I don't know if we talk that way.
No.
In English.
I didn't know how else to make it plural, so I just wrote certainties. So, having fully abandoned those things which are certain. Okay. And then we have adruvam, which is uncertain. And that is also either nominative or accusative singular, which is, it looks like it should be accusative here. It's neuter also. Parishevate, is it present third person singular atmanepada from party and...
Actually from save, right?
From save.
To serve. But party save means to resort to. So.
Okay, I didn't have a definition.
What is it
to resort to?
To resort to. I think the actual root is save, not serve. We just looked
save?
At it.
Save.
Not the, with the... No, because
save.
With the R, it changes to sh.
Oh.
Remember the s always changing to sh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's preceded by an R. So let me just give you the root. I think the root is actually save. One second.
It wasn't gonna.
It think it's first Atmanepada. Yeah, save. First Atmanepada, to serve, with putty to resort to. Now with putty, it's not going to be putty save, it's going to be putty shave. The sa will change to sha, because it's preceded by a repa, by a ra.
But isn't it also... Right.
And by reval, except other than ara. You're thinking like Rama Su, like a Sita Su, a Rame Su.
Sakata that's followed by a vowel other than a. It goes to
sa. Or by a Repha.
Oh, right? I didn't know the rest of it.
Yeah.
Or by a Repha.
Repha or ka or ka or ka.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is vowel because it's re.
That's true. But I think there's a Repha because of the Repha. Am I getting confused?
Well,
you think it's just because of the vowel?
Yeah, because it's a re.
All right, just a minute.
Pari.
Let me look it up.
Sure.
Here it is. Sa, following a vowel except ara a, and or a letter of the guttural class, or ra, generally becomes sha. So to me, I was just thinking, ra. Everybody get this?
Mm-hmm.
And this, you can see it on, read it on page 151 of your book, number 34. Sa, followed by a vowel except ara a, and or a letter of the guttural class, or ra, generally becomes sha.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is correct there.
Okay. And just for Virginia, well, how do we say, when we talk about a verb root, we usually say class one or whatever, but it's really the good, how do you say
gana.
It?
Gana.
Gana. So first gana,
first gana
means a class one.
Class one. Oh, okay.
The
name
Kada.
Okay.
Yeah, that was confusing for me at first.
Okay.
Good.
So it means... putty plus save means to resort to.
Mm-hmm.
And it is present third person singular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have Dhruvani again, certainties, accusative plural. And tasya, genitive singular, tad, masculine. And
what did you take Dhruvani to be?
Dhruvani, I said it was, well, it could be nominative or accusative plural again.
What how did you search to take it?
Well, I had nominative, but I thought...
it is nominative is right.
All right, so I was getting all mixed up which way to go. Okay.
Well, this is Dhruvani and...
And then, so tasya is genitive singular masculine for tad, of him, the, of his, this, of that, or the, and nashyanti is from nash, which is to perish, and it's present third person plural. They perish. And Adhruvam is either nominative or accusative singular for uncertain. So would that also be nominative here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's no.
No reason for it not to.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no verb that would
no
make
verb.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we wouldn't consider the PPP as being a verb.
It is, but it's not a verb that would take an accusative.
Okay. And because this is the second clause, or the second part,
mm-hmm.
that it, we again would need to start looking for a verb here. Whereas up above we have to resort to.
Yeah, up above is different because you have an indeclinable past participle followed by a verb, whereas here you have a verb and then a past passive participle that's being used by a verb.
Okay.
So the first part is kind of, it's got two clauses, the second one. Right.
And then finally, Nashtameva, which is Nashtam, PPP from Nash, and it's perished, and it's neuter, again, it's got to be nominative, singular, and then Ava. And that's it. And
now that you know, what do you do with it?
So, I mean, it's saying something like having abandoned those things that are certain. But then we have resort to uncertain.
Having abandoned, he resorts to.
One or he?
He resorts
one, yeah,
to.
What, one. One or he.
Okay.
Or she.
Abandoned those things that are certain. One resorts to the things that are uncertain?
Mm-hmm. But he who, right? Actually, both of us missed that yaha at the beginning. He who, having abandoned Dhruvani, resorts to, he who having abandoned the Dhruvani resorts to Adhruvam.
Okay. And then we have his certainty, his. Oh, so basically it's saying all certainties and all things that are certain and all things that are uncertain perish.
Yeah.
Cease to exist.
Perish is good. If you take the yaha with the tasya, there's your relative and correlative, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, he who resorts, having abandoned the Dhruvani, resorts to the Adhruvam, for him, Dhruvani nashanti, then you've got to pick up that cha, and Adhruvam Nashtameva. What happens to him? Well, for him, Dhruvani Nashanti and Adhruvam Nashtameva.
So for him,
the Dhruvanis perish.
Perish.
The certain things perish.
And the uncertain things perish.
And the uncertain things definitely perish. But the Ava gives emphasis.
Emphasis to it. Okay.
Definitely are, you know, perish. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Nash, the verb, has a passive sense. So there's not going to be much difference in nashanti and nashtam. And Ava just says, he'll lose the things that were certain for him, and of course he'll lose the things that were uncertain. They'll also, you know, obviously perish. That's kind of putting emphasis on those. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
And the cha is just dividing the two clauses. The cha at the end.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Yep. Did I miss the cha on the end? I did.
Adhruvam Nashtameva Cha. That's important, right? Because that.
Yeah, I was wondering where you.
That gives you a second clause there.
Got it.
Are you clear, Penny?
Yes.
Okay. Yo Dhruvani Parityajya. Yo Dhruvani Parityajya. Adhruvam Parisheshate. Adhruvam Parisheshate. Dhruvani Tasya Nashyanti. Dhruvani tasya nashyanti adhruvam nashtameva cha adhruvam nashtameva cha.
Okay. Padapanam vayam vata padmanam shishi Rovanam Parvatanam Bhayam Vajnaha.
Vajra. Vajra is a thunderbolt. Yeah. Lightning. Vajra.
But I somehow know that because I probably didn't describe it right. Vajraha. Okay. Sadhanam Durjano Bhayam.
Okay. This was a sweet one.
Yeah.
So, padapanam is a genitive masculine plural of trees. Bayam is accusative for fear. And then vata is the nominative masculine singular for the wind. And then padmanam is a genitive neuter of the lotuses. Shishiro.
Shishiro.
Yeah. Is the nominative for cold, the cold season.
Mm-hmm.
And Bayam is fear as well. On the better side of the book because my transcription's wrong here. And then Parvatanam is the genitive masculine plural for of the mountains. Bayam, fear. I just want to see if this is wrong in the book, whether I just messed it up. Oh yes, it's Vajraha, the thunderbolt. And Sadhunam is the genitive masculine plural for good man. And then the nominative for wicked man, Yorjanaha, Bayam. So it's a very nice little parallel verse. The trees fear the wind, the lotuses fear the cold, the mountains fear the thunderbolt, and a wicked man fears the pious.
Mm-hmm. Though, if you were to do it really literally, what would it say?
Really literally?
Yeah.
The wind is afraid of the mountains.
Well, bayam actually means, bayam means fear.
Okay.
It's a noun. It's a neuter noun. It means fear. So bayam vataha, or apposition. They're in apposition.
Mm-hmm.
So wind is fear. Right? Yes, literally. For the trees, padapa is a tree.
Yeah, right, trees.
For the trees, wind is fear. For the lotus, the cold season is fear.
Right.
You said what it means,
right,
but
right,
I just
right.
want you to see it literally.
So
bayam.
They aren't accusative then? Because if they're oppositional, they have to be...
No, they're not accusative, they're
so
nominative.
So that has to be a neuter nominative.
Yeah, I'm
right.
sorry, I didn't hear you say accusative. But
yeah,
they're all nominatives. Yeah. No, they're all nominatives.
Snuck it through you.
Sorry. You know, another nice thing here is pada means foot, and
right.
pa means to drink. So it's a name for trees, those which drink for their feet. Isn't that
that's
nice?
Very nice.
So do you see that?
Yes, so it's all neuter nominatives.
All neuter nominatives. I'm sorry, you did sneak that one by.
Yeah.
I got it all backwards.
Why?
Well, because, and it didn't make sense. Because I guess I was thinking of the trees instead of for the trees. And I was saying that the wind fears the trees. You see, I had them backwards.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
But I see why it doesn't work that way. Yeah.
Yeah. You could say for the genitive also, and locative, you can say among the trees. You know, among the trees, among all the trees, wind is the fear,
yeah.
right? Or you can say for the trees, of the trees. But you have to remember that genitive, even in the sutras, is the catch-all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just possessive. It often has a dative sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And where something doesn't quite fit in, well, use the genitive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, I should have included because the fear and all the nouns, they're all in the nominative.
That's right.
And so they go, they're...
There's a parallel structure here.
Parallel, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's sweet little.
So how literally do you say it again?
Oh, I thought your translation was fine, but
yeah.
Say you want to emphasize it, like you would say, the wind is fear for the... Kind
the
of a poetic.
Is fear.
The
right.
wind is fear for the trees.
Right,
the cold season is fear for the lotus, for the lotus flowers. Yeah.
Etc.
Yeah.
Good.
Padapa nam payam bhayam bhataha. Padapa nam payam bhataha. Padma nam shishiro payam. Padma nam shishiro payam. Parvata nam payam brajaha. Parvata nam payam brajaha. Sadhu nam durjano bhayam. Sadhu nam durjano bhayam.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Before the va of vata,
You fully nasalize the Vayam Vataha.
It's called a nasalized Vakara.
So could you just review again, because I was trying to find it in my notes, I couldn't find it, before which semivowels the nasalization is, before ya and va.
Before ya and va and la.
And la.
Not ra. And then before the sibilants, it takes makara. Before the sibilants, including ha, sha, sha, sa, and ha, it's ma. But for before the sibilant, and ra is ma.
So all ra. Sibilants plus...
Including ra. Ha and ra is ma, im, right? The others are nasalized, which gives kind of like a bayan kara, where is it? Bayan vataha, bayan vrajaha.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's yavala.
Yes, that's right. The rest are all makara.
And the rest are makara. And everything else is the nasal of the class. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
We kind of got the wrong vasana for that. So.
Yeah.
To reroot.
Yeah. I understand. All right.
Oh, we did it already.
Sorry. Yeah.
No more reprieve.
No. Anybody want a little refill of tea? Let's go stand up for a minute.
Yeah, standing up.
Yeah.
Alright. Tasmat Swavishaye.
Vishaye.
Swavishaye. Raksha Katavya.
Kartavya.
Avapyate. Swarga Rakshana Rakshana Rapyate Yatha
Swargaha Rakshanat
Rakshanat
Prapyate
Prapyate
Yatha
Yatha. Tasmat is ablative singular masculine, from that him or it, no, from that or him. Swa, one's own, and Vishaye, one's own refuge or doubt?
One owns, they translate it as dominion, but Swa Vishaye just means one's own area.
Okay.
Like the Vishaye is the subject matter, or the area, or the objects. Or just your own space.
Your own space.
Your own area. Your own dominion.
Okay. Isn't Vishaya a kind of is that a technical term for the introduction of a subject in a text?
The Vishaya is the subject.
Yeah.
It's the subject matter.
Yeah.
Of
the
a
subject
text.
Matter. Mm-hmm. So
it's also an object.
In Vedanta, it would be used more like that.
Yeah. Okay. It can be used as a sense object as a Vishaya in Vedanta. And also the subject matter of a text is the Vishaya. Okay. But it can just be your domain,
okay.
Swavishaya. One's own Vishaya, one's own area, one's own domain.
Okay.
So and also tasmat, just for your information, tasmat often means therefore. Tasmat, therefore.
Really?
Oh yeah, especially in Vedanta. Yasmat, because, blah, blah, blah. Tasmat, therefore. Similarly, yataha, because, or since, tataha, therefore. So always watch out for that, because in like in Vedanta, tasmat is kind of as part of a, like a logical syllogism, you know, tasmat, therefore, blah, blah, blah.
And is that what it means here?
Not sure.
Or you're just giving me that. Okay. All right. So, and Vishaya is locative singular, in one's own area or domain. And then raksha. So, what noun is this? Is this rakshas?
Raksha. Means that's feminine. Means protection.
Okay. Raksha is a feminine noun meaning protection. I don't know why I couldn't find that.
It's in the book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's nominative.
Yes.
Singular, right? Raksha.
Kind of an awkward.
And then we have Kartavyaha.
Kartavya. Because Raksha, Kartavya, potential participle.
Oh, so that's definitely going to need that lesson.
See, do you remember the part of Kartavyaha? See that
yes.
Vyaha? Here's Vya, because feminine.
Okay. So I didn't know what it was. That's one of the problems.
Is to be done. Should be
or
done.
What should be done.
Mm-hmm. Raksha Kartavya.
And it's, you said it's a participle, right?
Potential participle. The adjectival.
Potential.
To Raksha.
Okay, so it's feminine nominative again, right?
Okay.
What should be done? Is that what you said it meant?
Is to be done.
Is
Raksha.
Be done.
Kartavya, protection, is to be done.
Okay. And then we have bhutim, which is feminine accusative singular for prosperity, and ichata. So is that, oh no, that's a PP, that's a PAP, right?
Present active participle.
Yeah, present active participle.
It's a PAP.
PAP. We call it. And,
not a PPP.
Right.
That'd be Isha. PPP would be Isha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but this would be, it'd be Isha.
Present
and
active
right?
participle. And this so is it masculine instrumental singular?
Yeah.
Okay. Wishing or desiring. By wishing or desiring.
Well, that would have certainly helped.
You know, you could say, you're saying by wishing or desiring.
Or through. No. What is
by image? by one who desires.
Oh, okay.
I would take it like that.
By one who desires.
By one who is desiring.
Who is desiring?
Bhutim, prosperity.
Desiring. All right. And yajnyahi is masculine instrumental plural. For sacrifices, by sacrifices. And then we have ava, and up. Is it up? Long a?
Avapyate. Yajnyahi na ava is the preposition, the disorder. Yajnyahi na avapyate.
Na avapyate.
Yeah.
Right.
And is avapyate from obtain?
Yeah,
okay,
is obtained.
Obtain or reach, okay. And it's...
Na avapyate.
Na avapyate. And it's... is it passive?
Yeah.
Passive, present third person singular?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And... Swargo, masculine nominative singular for heaven. And it's really Swargaha. And then we have Rakshanat.
Rakshanat.
Rakshanat. which is that to protect? Or protection?
Rakshana is in the fifth case. Rakshana means protecting, Rakshana, protection.
Okay, and then it's the ablative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have prapyate.
Prapyate.
Which is passive, present, third person singular, again for attain or reach, and it ends with yata, in this manner.
Just as.
Just as. Okay. Wow, this is a mess.
It is a little awkward sentence.
No, I just need all my corrections.
Mine looks the same way.
So. Something about in one's own area.
I would take the tesmat as therefore. I don't know what else to do with it.
Okay, so therefore in one's own area.
In one's domain. Dominion.
In one's domain. Therefore in one's domain.
He actually translates it, if you want to just stick with his Swavishye, in one's dominion. But it means in one's own space, in one's area, mm-hmm. in one's mm-hmm. place of being.
Therefore, in one's own dominion,
Rakshana Kartavya.
One must protect, or protection needs to be, is to be done.
Yeah, protection has to be done.
By one desiring prosperity?
Mm-hmm. By one who is desiring prosperity, protection has to be done. Means in you have to protect your...
Right. Could you put the therefore somewhere, could you say, for one who desires prosperity?
By one.
By one who desires prosperity, one's own dominion, therefore, should be protected. Could you do it that way?
It's a locative.
In one's, yeah, I see. Therefore, protection in one's, being protected in one's own.
I think, I mean, the idea is, therefore, you have to, for those people, by those people who have a desire for, are desiring prosperity, there needs to be, you need to protect your things.
Right.
Right. Otherwise, you'll lose everything. And protection can be even more than just theft. You know? Mm-hmm. You have to protect your prosperity. By those who are desiring prosperity, protection, raksha. Raksha means, you know, safekeeping, taking care of things. Also protection from thief and enemies and all of that, but it's so also raksha just protection.
Care of sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Raksha has to be done
right.
by those people who are desiring prosperity. So in your own dominion, because the next line is swarga. Here, this is our dominion here. This is where our life is right here. This isn't heaven. So in our dominion here, by those people who are desiring prosperity, raksha, and protection, safekeeping has to be done. You have to protect your prosperity.
Okay.
So did you say that this is, it's like saying that this is not heaven, therefore?
No, the second line is about swarga. It gives
right.
swarga as an example, right?
Okay.
But not the whole second line, well, how do you do the second line? I won't give it away.
Well,
I had to kind of work on it myself.
There's nothing about it. Heaven is not. Wait a minute. Heaven is not obtained by sacrifices.
You know, I'm going to give you a hint because I had to mess around with this one. if you put a comma after yajnahi na avapyate comma, and that one goes up to the top line, it's referring back to the top line. Yajnahi na avapyate yata swargaha rakshana prapyate.
So we have by sacrifices not obtained.
It is not obtained.
It is not obtained, comma. By sacrifices it is not obtained. Just as heaven. Just as heaven is obtained.
You're going to take the na again.
Oh, just as heaven is not obtained from protection?
Mm-hmm. Just as heaven from protection. It goes just like you would say, it's not obtained by yajnas, just as heaven is not obtained by rakshana. So you're going to have to take the na in both, which that happens, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll put it in, sometimes they won't. But it's kind of a type of parallel construction where you take part of the previous clause into the second clause. Does everybody see that? But do you understand what they're saying?
No.
Oh. Well, in this plane, in this dominion, uh-huh. The earthly plane, okay, for those people who desire prayas,
right,
you know, prosperity,
right. Right.
By those people,
they have to take care of their stuff.
Protection has to be done.
Right.
It's not obtained by yajnas.
So taking care of your stuff, you can't pray to have your stuff.
Well, it's not obtained by yajnas. Swarga is obtained by yajnas.
Mm-hmm.
Swarga is not obtained by rakshana, by protecting. Your prosperity, prosperity is nurtured and obtained
right.
by raksha,
right.
but not swarga. Swarga is gained by yajnas,
right.
but protection isn't gained by yajnas.
Right.
Prosperity isn't, you know. So just as swarga isn't going to be gained by protection,
mm-hmm.
your prosperity isn't going to be gained by yajnas.
Right. Getting your categories correct.
Yeah.
Understanding, yeah.
Do you now see it, Penny?
I see it, but philosophically, just on the level of Karmakanda in Veda, some of it is for prosperity.
I know.
So
I was thinking the same thing, because you can do pujas and you can do pujas and rituals.
You know,
that's right, in order to gain your prosperity.
Yeah.
So that's being not acknowledged here.
Okay. Right. But I get the general gist
yeah.
of it.
They're kind of interesting that is not acknowledged, but... There's also, these are not his verses. These verses are being taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen some of these verses quoted elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
not just here.
Mm-hmm.
So. How are we doing? We've got time for at least one more.
Okay.
Oh, let's
we're done with this one, so we should read it.
Yeah,
we should
read it.
Okay. Tasmat sva vishye raksha.
Tasmat
sva vishye raksha. Kartavya bhuti mikchata. Kartavya bhuti nichata yajnyarna vapyate swargaha yajnyarna vapyate swargaha rakshanat prapyate yata rakshanat prapyate yata.
This is where I start to run out of gas. Yata palanam. Palanam. Oh, nam.
Two long laws.
Yeah. Palanam. Is that pakva?
Pakva.
Yeah. Pakvanam. Nan yatra. Patanad bhayam. Evam narasya jatasya. Nan yatra. Marinad bhayam.
Marinad.
Marinad.
Yeah.
Marinad bhayam. Okay, so yata could be just as.
Yata just as, yeah.
Or indeed.
Usually just as.
Just as.
Because you've got yata evam, and just as, blah, 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 evam in the same manner.
Ah.
So yata, yata, or yata evam. Okay. Just as in the same manner.
Oh, so that's another little. Clause joining.
Yeah.
Just as it is the same manner.
Right.
So it's really so important to know these little linkages, you know. And then palanam is the genitive neuter plural of pala, fruit. And pakvanam is adjectival here, genitive plural, cooked, dry cooked or something.
It's a past passive participle of puch, an unusual form.
Right.
The PPP of puch is pakwa. So it means cooked, matured. It's often used for ripened, matured, cooked. So here it's being used as ripened.
Ripened. Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. That makes sense. So ripened, well-cooked, matured.
Matured. You can use it. Sometimes Vedanta, they'll use pakwa for somebody who's has matured.
Like adhikari.
Yeah, adhikari has become pakwa.
Okay, and then na? And then anitra, elsewhere?
Now,
or without, or except, which?
Anyatra, I didn't know that can mean except, but it can, using the fifth case, except or without. So except with effect, fifth case works here.
Except. Okay.
Like except for.
So you use except
with
the
fifth
case. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, it can mean, you know, in another place, that's common.
That's
but there's that doesn't work here, so you have to look for other meanings. And another common meaning for anyatra is except.
Okay. And then patana is ablative, a fifth case, from falling. Bhayam is fear. Then evam, in the same manner. Narasya, the genitive masculine of man. Jatasya is a PPP of jung, resulted or produced. Na. And then again we have anyatra. So I guess we're going to, with the parallel construction, say the same thing, except. And then maranad is from death, bhayam, fear. So I'm just trying to kind of, so we have, in the first part, just as something about the ripeness of the fruit, ripening of the fruit.
For the fruit which is ripened.
For the fruit which is ripened. I didn't know what to do with the anyatra. You know, I got
except,
had a fear of falling.
Except from falling. Nabhayam. Palanam pakwanam nabhayam. Nabhayam vidyate except.
But
there is no fear. For the ripened fruit.
Oh, for the ripened fruit,
there is
no
fear
of falling.
There is no fear. Anyatra patanat. There's no fear except from falling.
Oh, except from falling.
Yeah.
Okay. For the ripened fruit, there is no fear.
In English, we say, For ripened fruit, there is no fear, except, of course, for the fear of falling.
Right.
Right.
And in the same manner, would you use jatasya as...
Jatasya.
Jatasya as mature?
For a person who has been born.
Oh, for one who's been born, resulting or produced. Okay. So in the same manner, for the... The jati.
For the person
born.
Who has been born.
Yeah. There's no fear except from death.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for death, yeah. In English we'd say except for death.
In the same manner. For the person who has been born.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't really make... I mean, it's interesting, but it's... Palanam, pakwanam, and nadasya, jatasya is not completely parallel. You know?
Yeah.
Because for the fruit, it's already ripened and sitting there ready to fall.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to use for the mature man.
Yeah. You know, but Jata means one who's been born.
Jata is from Jun.
Yeah. But of course, for a person who's been born, the major fear is that they could die at any time. Be death at any time. But maybe you'd want, just like for the old man. For the old man, there's no fear other than death.
Okay.
That would make sense to me, actually. Yeah. Because for a young person, death is, of course, a major fear, but there's many others also. But an old man, an old person, you've already done everything. Mm-hmm. So now that's just the looming fear. Mm-hmm. But
it would fit more with the ripened idea.
Is there any other way that Jata being used in that way that I don't know? Did you look it up to see if there's...
I came up with resulting, produced, but it's more the birth. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking of for the jati, for the living being.
Oh no, that's jati. That's like the caste. That's jati.
Okay.
Yeah, this is jata. This is a past participle.
Okay.
No, I think that's all that it means. It means something else then.
Okay.
Someone will have to tell us. All right, well, I guess we're done.
I think we're done.
It'll take us another half hour to do these other last two. So, let's take a look. We'll finish on 143.
Yeah.
And then let's look at 144. What's realistic? These are long sentences.
They're long, but I started a few of them.
Not too bad.
I'm trying to see how far did I go. Let's see, I went to...
You know what I'd say? What if we tried?
Yeah, I didn't go that long.
What if you tried to get? It's kind of wishful thinking, and you may not be able to. But do you see where the break is on 144 down at the bottom, and then this kind of story starts?
The story starts with us, Steve.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know if you can get that many done. I kind of doubt it. I think you probably would get down to Vipad, the indentation there. But if you can get that whole section done, then we would have. You might be able to finish it in two classes, but you know what? If we don't, we'll finish it in three classes. What difference does it make?
Right. Yeah. So we're going to think about doing some of the participles.
Oh, yes.
This time also. So that'll take a little time.
That'll take time, too.
So what do we think in terms of three classes?
Yeah. We'll think, yeah.
Extreme.
If we do some participles, it's probably only the most you'd get to is this mahata, one, two, third sentence down, if we do participles. Even that would be.
Mahata, what do you mean?
Well, I'm saying if we do participles next week.
Uh-huh. But we should be able to finish 143 and maybe
couple
the
more.
First couplet of 144.
Yeah, exactly.
Or we could at least prepare up to the one that ends Pijate. Could prepare up to there just in case.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll try. And I'll do like the potential participle.
You didn't mess it. You have to spend a lot of time on the participles. Just so.
No. But you know, time goes.
Time does go.
Yeah. It'll take 20 minutes.
Okay.
Is it yours there, Carl? Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.